He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is July the 30th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we take two steps forward and two steps back. That's the way it's been this year in the market. We just can't make a whole lot of headway, can we? The market's about flat on the year, and we've had a couple of good days in a row, and now we're getting a down day. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down to 104 points. That works out to 0.6 of 1%. The Dow was at 17,647. Oh, now we're down 79. So we just had a 25-point move since we opened the show. Hey, maybe by the time we're done, we'll be flat. The S&P 500 is down about 9.7 right now. That puts it at 2,098. It's down 0.46% today. The NASDAQ down about 0.5%, down 28. 5,083. Crude oil up a little bit. Boy, that's been a while since we've seen an update in crude. 48.81. Boy, we were looking at Anadarko's earnings report yesterday. Their sales down 40% since last year. Well, when the price of what you sell goes down by as much as it has, that's the bottom line results. Gold, 1,084. Gold looks to me like it's headed below 1,000. We'll see. It's at 1,084, down 3/10 of, or down 8/10 of 1%. A European vacation, a little cheaper today. 1.0925 is where the euro is at. And the 10-year yield is hanging out in the 2.27 neighborhood right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And you know, this has been one of those years where we try to get a rally going, get a couple of good days, get a couple of days in the green, and then we get a day in the red that kind of takes away what momentum was building. It's hard to get a good head of steam going here in the market right now. We are now in the second half of the year. In fact, almost 1 month gone now in the second half of the year. We are in the heart of earnings season. I have so many notes written down here on my booklet, on my note sheet, that I could be lucky if we get to them all, because they're coming in fast and furious right now. The biggest number today would be GDP, gross domestic product. That's all of us together pushing and huffing and going to work every day and putting in overtime, whatever it takes to get the job done. And how much did the economy grow by in the most recent quarter? 2.3%, which was below expectations of 2.6%. But the economy is still growing. It's not going backwards. It's not going negative. We did have a negative print in the first quarter of this year, due to all kinds of reasons, many of them weather-related, but we are moving along in a positive direction, and that's one more brick in the wall that would lead me to believe that this bull market can continue, even though it's been on pause. Just like, remember the old cassette players, you push the pause button? Let's get play going again. Let's get fast-forward going again in the market, which I think can happen. I still like the earnings projections for the rest of the year and into 2016. Over the last 3 years, GDP has been averaging about 1.5%. Very slow, very tepid, a very slow recovery, but a recovery nonetheless, and it has been pretty good for the stock market. Jobless claims come in at 272,000. That's still low. Anything under 300 is considered good. The jobs market still looks pretty good. ETFs. I thought I'd bring this up. $18.2 trillion now in ETFs. Wow. You know, I just think that there's a general move in my business towards mediocrity. ETFs, you're kind of saying, you know, I can't pick stocks, so I'm just going to buy the whole sector. And it's like buying a bag of baseball cards. There's a few good ones in there, but most of them are clunkers. That's just the way I look at it. Meanwhile, lots of companies reporting earnings here. Let's begin. T-Mobile beats earnings. T-Mobile up a little bit here. Bank of the Internet, BoFi, a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts, they beat earnings by 26 cents. And that stock's getting a nice bounce here today. It's actually a San Diego company. We have LifeLock missing earnings. You know, after the big breach of data from all of the government employees, they offered everybody a free subscription to LifeLock. Since then, LifeLock stock has just been absolutely killed. It was a stock that I owned at one time, at one point in time. I don't own it anymore. Now they're under investigation. Not very many good things happening at LifeLock right now. Budweiser misses, which is Anheuser-Busch InBev, which is no longer a St. Louis company. It's now a Belgium company, but I've been back to St. Louis and seen the big plants, the big brick plants where Budweiser reigns, where Budweiser is still the king of beers. The stock getting hit today as they do not beat. In fact, they miss earnings estimates. Let's see, what else do we have? Noble Energy, NE, they beat by 11 cents. Meanwhile, Concho Energy, they beat. You know, I think it's the case where these energy stocks, the estimates and the expectations are so low, lower than a snake belly in a wagon rut. Well, you're getting some companies that are beating those just trashed expectations. Ensco's doing the same thing in the oil and gas equipment business. They beat by 13 cents, but you're seeing a pattern here. Notice the pattern. Most companies continue to beat. Mondelez, isn't that like Velveeta cheese and things? How did they come up with Mondelez? Hey, that stock's breaking out to the upside big time today. Mondelez beats earnings. That's a $72 billion company. There's a bellwether if there ever was one. Atwood Oceanics in the oil and gas business also. They beat by 7 cents, but look at that chart. Ugh, that's horrible. I'm glad I don't have any exposure to the energy patch. Whiting Petroleum cuts capital spending, their capital spending budget. They were a major player in the Bakken up in North Dakota, one of the biggest oil finds of all time. Whiting Petroleum was a $92 stock last year. This year it's a $21 stock. Ouch. Well, the Saudis said, we want to drive the frackers out of business so we don't lose any of the market share to them, and it looks like they've been pretty successful at doing that. CoStar beats by 65 cents. I own CoStar. In my moderate risk profile, they're a company that provides real estate information to brokers and property owners and developers, etc. What else do we have? Monster Energy beats by 2 cents. Well, you got to have some Monster Energy to get through the day. This is the old Hansen's Natural that sold organic juices. And now they're selling, woof, high power juice to high school kids to get them bouncing off the walls. Monster Energy is now a $31 billion company, and it's a stock that I own in my conservative growth account. They come in and beat. McKesson, a generic drug company distributor, they beat by 23 cents, but I see the stock not performing very well today. I don't like that. Western Digital, they beat by 6 cents. They're exploding to the upside today. Boy, I haven't owned a disk drive maker in a long time. But Western Digital having a good day today. Equinix, I featured that stock yesterday. And I said, uh-oh, they're reporting earnings tonight. Watch them miss. Well, they beat. And the stock's hitting new all-time highs today. Hey, once in a while, even a broken clock is right twice a day, you say. Procter & Gamble, they beat by 5 cents. Well, I have not liked Procter & Gamble. This is a stodgy old stock of yesteryear, not a stock that's flourishing in today's market by any means. They beat, but the stock is sagging. And the biggest report of the day, Skechers. My son says, Dad, nobody wears Skechers anymore. He told me that like a year ago. The stock has just exploded to the upside. One of the biggest winners in the entire market. Every day I remind him. When I see him in the hall, I tell him, son, nobody wears Skechers anymore. I rub it in a little. Well, I've made plenty of mistakes too. So, hey, we'll be right back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if you don't already know, I write a lot of articles, too, in my spare time. I usually put out at least one per week. We've got one that we've submitted to several sites here today. We'll see. It's my macro picture on the market. I'm sure it's going to show up at least in two or three sites. But one of the stocks that I've written about a couple of times is one in my backyard. No, that didn't influence me at all. I don't know anybody there at the bank. But the bank has been one of the top performing bank stocks in the entire sector. Now, here's some good things going on right now. Number one, I still like the stock market. Okay, this happens to be a stock. It's an equity. It's not a bond. I'm not lending this company money. I'm buying a piece of the action. Number two, it's in the U.S. markets, which are still the leading index in the world, leading indexes in the world, whether it's the Russell 2000, the NASDAQ, the S&P 400 mid-cap index, or the S&P 500. These are still the leading indexes in the world. Number three, the banking sector is one of the hottest sectors in the entire market. They like a rising interest rate environment. Well, Bill, we don't have a rising interest rate environment. Yes, we do. We were at 1.6 not too long ago on the 10-year U.S. Treasury, and now we're at 2.27. We've been as high as 2.47. And the Fed is backed into a corner. They have nowhere to go but up. And even though they didn't say anything new at this latest Fed meeting about raising interest rates, there will come a point in time when they start raising, and we are now in a rising interest rate environment, which a lot of sectors in the market do not like. Debt investments absolutely hate a rising interest rate environment, but the banks like a rising interest rate environment. There's a little more wiggle room in there than when interest rates are at rock bottom. Bank of the Internet, which I've written a couple articles. You can Google my name, Bill Gunderson, and BoFi, B-O-F-I, Bank of Internet. BoFi Holdings is a holding company for BoFi Federal Bank, operating primarily through the internet and from one office in San Diego, California. Now, there you go. I mean, there's the future, right? How many stores does Amazon have at the mall? I don't know if there is an Amazon store. Maybe they ought to have like a flagship store back in Times Square, Amazon.com, the store. I guess that would go against their what they're all about. I don't know. BoFi has one office. I don't know where it is. Most people nowadays are thinking, are doing things on the internet, aren't they? You know, I hate to say it, but I kind of avoid when I go to the grocery store, I go through the self-checkout line. I love to scan the items and hear the thing go beep. I hate to see my bill in the end. I don't know. I just kind of avoid the checkers and everything. It just seems like people are getting grouchier these days. The other day, we decided to go fishing. In fact, a week ago today, after I got done with the show, and we go over, we park in the marina. I forgot my green hang tag to hang on my mirror to let the staff at the dock office know that I'm a slip owner. Well, they know me over there. And I called them and I said, hey, I'm going fishing. We're putting in a couple of new batteries. We got a late start. We forgot our green hang tag. Can we park here today in boat owner's parking? You know I'm who I am. I say hi to you all the time. No. Without a green hang tag, we'll have your car towed. Okay, is that the kind of service that Marriott gives? I keep my boat at the Marriott Marina. Until I get an apology, I am not going to stay at a Marriott hotel if my life depended upon it. Poor service, just terrible. So that's why I avoid people.
if at all possible. I don't know what happens. Some of these offices get a culture where everybody's grouchy. And they have a can't-do attitude. No, you can't do that. No, that's not the way we are. We're happy here at Gunderson Capital Management. Anyways, I do all my banking online. I scan my checks and deposit them. I take a picture of my checks on my iPhone and deposit them. I do everything. I pay all my bills from my iPhone. It's wonderful. Well, Bank of the Internet is one of the most successful banking stocks in the entire market. Over the last 10 years... it's been moving along at a clip of 28% per year. Okay, compare that to J.P. Morgan or Citigroup or Wells Fargo or one of the other big, big banks with branches all over America with lots of overhead. Their stocks have not averaged 28% per year. Over the last 5 years, BOFI, which, by the way, is only a $1.7 billion company. This is a small cap. So if you're an aggressive growth investor, I have about a 2.5% position, maybe 3% position in this stock in my aggressive growth accounts. Over the last 3 years, this stock has been moving up at a rate of 77% per year while the market's been going at 15%. And over the last 12 months, it's up 52% while the market's up 7%. Do you realize that this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market? Take that, Silicon Valley. Take that, biotech world, biotech sector. This stock gets a performance grade of A+. Well, you say, let's hear your valuation on the shares. This is a momentum darling that everybody's piling into. Not really. Forward P.E. ratio of 16.8, which is a little bit higher than the average bank stock. But then again, they don't have all of these stores that they've got to pay rent on, all of these lights to pay electricity on, all of these employees that they got to pay employee benefits on. They have one branch. The rest is on the internet. It's a pretty good model. I have $178 target price on the shares. Currently trading at 116. This was a $3 stock in 2009. Today it's a $116 stock. See, Gunderson Capital Management is not the only great company in San Diego. We've also got Bank of the Internet, doggone it, BOFI Holding. Now, let's see. When we combine the performance and we combine the valuation, and we take a look at the technical pattern. Bank of the Internet, out of 4,140 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, and my database, comes in at number 197. Not a recommendation, but it's an example of a best stock now, and by full disclosure, it's also a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Stay away from those grouchy branch offices, let me tell you. Can ruin your day. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I will be starting to work on the newsletter late today and almost the whole day Friday. We'll send it out late Friday night, early Saturday morning sometime. But the key number this week will be, where are we now? With S&P 500 earnings estimates for this year, 2015, and S&P earnings estimates for next year, 2016. And I've been putting it into perspective for you lately by saying, look, we only made $59 per share back in 2009. That's when the market plunged and the S&P went clear down to 660. And we've been climbing out of that hole ever since, and earnings have been growing on the S&P 500 ever since. We're looking for a very small increase in earnings this year versus last year. We've had a couple of big factors, one of them being the plunge in oil prices, the other one being the rising dollar. We've had several companies, many companies, reporting earnings this latest quarter saying we've been hurt by a rising dollar. In fact, I believe Facebook said they would have made a lot more had it not been for a very strong dollar, because when they bring those foreign dollars back and convert them into U.S. dollars, they take a hit to their earnings. And, of course, the energy patch, which is about 10% of the S&P 500, they've also really been hit on earnings. Well, hopefully those two factors are now behind us and growth is resuming now. And I will be updating. We've now got 125 companies, about 140 total of the S&P 500 that have now reported. And I'll be updating my numbers in the newsletter this weekend, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Now, let me just give you a few more. I didn't even get through all of the earnings in the first quarter of the show. Let me just throw a few others out there. O'Reilly beats earnings. Cuervo, not Jose Cuervo, but the semiconductor Cuervo. Semiconductors in general have not been a good sector. I sold my Skyworks, my Cuervo, my NXPI semiconductors quite some time ago, and I'm glad that I did. Facebook, of course, reported earnings. I thought it was a good report, but the stock is down about $3 or $4 today. Allegiant Airlines, they beat earnings quite handily. In fact, we're going to come back to Allegiant here in a moment. SolarCity misses earnings. Lam Research beats. FNF, that's another one that I own in my income accounts. They beat earnings. FNF, Fidelity National Financial, that stock's breaking out to new highs today. I still love that thing. Wynn Resorts, they missed by 22 cents. And Whole Foods Market was really the clunker of the day. That's a stock that I have avoided like the plague for a long, long time. It's gone from 57 clear down to 36, and it continues to get pummeled. Everything going wrong at Whole Foods Market. The main thing that's going wrong, the growth. Their growth was only 5% this quarter. That's not going to support the P.E. ratio that Whole Foods has been able to maintain for quite some time. All right, let's come back to Allegiant. Let's go to Las Vegas. All right, Allegiant is headquartered in Las Vegas. It's one of those no-frills types airlines that looks like a sardine can. I would never fly Allegiant. I have claustrophobia to begin with. I don't know how my father spent 4 years on a submarine. I could have never done it. Allegiant Travel provides point-to-point, low-fare passenger airline service from 81 small cities to 13 leisure destinations. Okay, so if you're living in Pocatello, Idaho, you can drive a little ways, get on an Allegiant, and for $200, fly to a leisure destination, whether it's Vegas or San Diego. I think they fly to Long Beach, I want to say. Mesa, Arizona, Phoenix, other areas, 13 different destinations. It's been an extremely successful business model. Allegiant was a $15 stock back in 2008, and today it's a $211 stock. Earnings have gone from $1.73 back in 2008 to $11.99. That is huge growth. If you compound that out, the growth in earnings at Allegiant Air, where if you want your own seat and not someone sitting in your lap, you have to pay a little bit extra. If you want a full seat and not half a seat, you got to pay a little bit extra. If you don't want some guy's hairy armpit in your face, you got to pay a little bit extra. But it's been a very profitable business model, and it's been a very successful stock. I do own Allegiant. I sold it when it swooned, when oil prices started to come back. Allegiant bottomed at 151, started climbing again, and I bought back into my Allegiant Air, which I have owned off and on over the years. Allegiant is a $3.6 billion company. This is Small Cap Thursday, I guess, because we're featuring two small cap stocks. We featured Bank of the Internet, BOFI, headquartered in San Diego, which has one branch. So if you need money out of your account at the ATM, you got to drive to San Diego, I guess. I guess someday they'll figure out how to send you money via the Internet. We'll have some kind of fiat currency at some point that we can somehow, I don't know. We'll see. Allegiant Travel continues to be a top small cap stock, just like Bank of the Internet. They have a little bit different business model than Delta does. And the stock has done magnificently since they've been a publicly traded company. Here's how the statistics lay out. It doesn't have a 10-year track record, but it's been public for about 9 years now. Over the last 5 years, Allegiant, there's no dividend here, this is pure capital appreciation, has been jetting along at 38.3% per year down the runway while the market's been at 13.9%. Over the last 3 years, Allegiant has delivered 46% to investors per year average. Let's not forget that GDP over the last 3 years has been growing by 1.5%. Allegiant's been growing their stock price by 46% per year. And over the last 12 months, Allegiant's up 78%. The market's up 7%. Allegiant is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It's volatile, though. It does ebb and flow with oil prices, but with oil at $48 per barrel, that's got to be helping a low-budget, no-frills, cut-cost type of operation that Allegiant runs. I saw a guy one day, we have a glider port. No, we have a hang glider port here in San Diego, Torrey Pines State Beach, where people jump off the cliff with their angle. It's just not something that, I don't know, everybody's got their thing that gives them their jollies and they like doing. I just don't like jumping off a cliff with a big kite and hoping I land on the beach below, but that's just me. There's motorized hang gliders too. I saw a guy dangling from a motorized hang glider the other day going along the beach, and I looked up. I said, oh, that's one of those no-frills flights from L.A. to San Diego. Maybe that's the next thing. Going from Allegiant Travel, they'll have these motorized hang gliders that'll get you around place to place, no frills. But Allegiant Airline is also not that expensive for the type of momentum stock that this is. What's the relative strength on Allegiant? ALGT. On a scale of 1 to 99, it's a 96, one of the strongest stocks in the market. Yet it's still trading at a big discount to its growth rate. Remind you that the PEG ratio is very simple. It's the forward PE. So if Allegiant's trading at 205, they're expected to make $12.32 next year. That creates a forward PE ratio of 16.7. It's just simple division. The analysts that cover the stock expect it to grow by 21% per year. 16 is less than 21. That means it's trading at a discount to its growth rate because we get a PEG ratio of less than 1 at 0.78. I come up with a $355 5-year target price on Allegiant, and it's currently trading at $211. So, Allegiant meets my valuation criteria. Allegiant meets my momentum and performance and flourishing criteria. Allegiant meets my chart criteria as it's breaking out to new highs. 4,140 stocks, mutual funds, indexes, ETFs, and my database. Allegiant comes up at number 20, and it is one that I own in my aggressive growth small cap portfolio. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, today we've gone through a slew of earnings reports. I would say yesterday, today were the busiest days so far amongst the earnings report season. And I would say overall, I would still say about 75% are beating their earnings estimates. The estimates out there for 2015 on the S&P 500 are about $118 per share. Last year, the S&P 500 companies made $116 per share. This year, we'll only see a slight increase over last year, and that's why the market is only up a couple of percentage points this year. But now that we're halfway through the year, the market is eagerly looking ahead and will start playing off, and is now playing off, of next year's earnings estimates. And those are busily being calculated and recalculated as every company comes in and reports. And at least as of last week in my newsletter, I had earnings estimates for next year of $133. That's a big increase over $118. That's about an 8% increase, which would make for a better year in the market next year and the second half of this year, because we're now looking ahead to those earnings next year, if indeed S&P 500 companies can do those kinds of numbers next year. Well, right now, after watching these earnings reports so far, I don't think, we'll see. I mean, until I crunch the numbers, I don't know. I'll be crunching the numbers tomorrow morning, and I'll be updating my estimates for this year and next year on the S&P 500. We've come a long way, baby, from the $59 in earnings that we made back in 2009. And, of course, the market has come a long ways also. And so that earnings growth continues to be a key to the future of this bull market, which is now the third longest bull market in the history of the stock market. How many people out there have been right about this bull market? I don't see many, you know, unless you're one that's bullish all the time. You could say, well, I've been bullish all along. Or if you're one that called it and said, hey, you know, earnings are going to start growing here, and as long as they continue to grow, this bull's going to stay intact. That's the camp that I'm in, and I've been in that camp since March 23rd, 2009. The market has more than tripled now since then. I need to update the commercial that says doubled. The market has now tripled since then. And there's been a lot of people, an awful lot of people, that have thrown darts, that have been contrarians, that have been negative, that have called for rising inflation, plunging dollar. What did the dollar do instead of plunge? It's hurt earnings in the S&P 500 because it's been so strong. Now, I'm not saying that at some point in the future the dollar can't crumble. I don't like all the debt that we've racked up. We should avoid debt like the plague. Instead, we continue to print more. It's obscene. But the dollar, on a relative basis, is the safe haven in the world, is the strongest currency in the world, and it's done just the opposite of what the pundits would have said. They said that commodity prices would soar. No, instead they've plunged, including gold prices. They've been wrong. They were right for a while. Gold was soaring. They should have sold it and locked in profits before it plunged clear back down here to $1,000 per ounce. You kind of got to have a sell discipline too. Anyways, I recently hired a couple of guys, two new guys here at Gunderson Capital Management, both of them recent college graduates. One from Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, and the other one from Brigham Young in Provo, Utah, both recent graduates. And I gave them the first lesson when they came here. I don't know what college taught them. I can remember my dad. I used to drive home from San Diego State. My dad would ask me, did you learn anything in college today? Not really, but I had fun, you know, what the heck. So anyways, I gave him the first lesson. I said, here's a good stock, here's a bad stock. We put it on the big screen TV in our conference room, and we took it right from my database, right from the Best Stocks Now app, and the bad stock I put up was IBM. I said, here's what a dud looks like. This was about 3 months ago. And I said, here's a good one, Skechers. Why? Because it has that rare combination of performance, momentum, and it's still undervalued. And I'm seeing upgrades to their earnings estimates on a daily basis. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. And then I told the story about my son here told me. Of course, you know, I've talked him out of a lot of stocks that really went up, too. I've been wrong just as much as he has. And I said, I told my son, the Skechers, what is up with this thing? You know, I don't wear Skechers shoes. I think I wear New Balance. I have a wide foot. Anyways, Skechers continues to be one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. And so at least those guys with their college degrees at least got a little education and a lesson on how stocks work and the components that I like, the traits that I like to see that make them best stocks now. At least they ought to at least have a little bit of a wow, there's something to this, because they've also seen IBM crash and continue to drift lower ever since they've been working here. Well, they're learning a little bit every single day. Tomorrow we'll have Stephen Knuckles on. He's the Brigham Young graduate. He's also a financial planner. He trained for a year at one of the top insurance companies in America, and I'm glad to have him on board. I can remember the sign. I think, I don't know, maybe it was in college. Failing to plan is planning to fail. You know what? I've learned that so many times. If you don't have a plan before you embark on a project, especially a long-term project, and if you don't remind yourself of where you're at in that plan from time to time, it's best to have that plan in a prominent place and check off your progress along the way towards your goal. So he's here to help people plan. And he'll talk a little bit about that on tomorrow's show. So be sure and catch that. But these college kids, they're learning. They're coming along. And we have a very nice staff here. No grouchy people in our office. Anyways, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST or get the newsletter. That's a good start. PWStreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.